Thanks anyway, Robert. See you.
Oh, I don't know. Dad never showed me and Alf that much love.
What are you on about, Eddie?
His tomatoes. Mind you, he never entered us in the flower and produce show. God, you should see him, Clary.
Mm.
Oh, what a parcel.
Yeah.
What was the postman doing here on a Sunday?
No, I weren't the postman, it was Robert Snow.
Oh, he running a courier service now?
No.
On top of odd jobs and B&B.
He signed for it yesterday when we was out.
What is it then?
I think it must be that dress I ordered from the catalogue.
You don't look very happy about it.
Well, when he said he'd signed for summer, I thought it were Edward's letter at last.
Oh, from the solicitors.
And then when he got it out of his shopping bag, I was that disappointed. He must have wondered what were up.
Yeah, well, never mind. Maybe we'll get it next week.
No. I can't wait no longer.
What are you doing?
Cousin Ralph's number's in here, isn't it?
I think so.
Right. I'm going to ask him what's going on.
You sure you don't want one?
No, no, that's okay, Adam. No, I had a coffee not long ago.
Where's Mum?
She said if I was going to clutter up the kitchen with my paperwork, she might as well get ready for church.
Ah, quite right. Don't you have an office for that?
Do you know that's exactly what she said?
Like mother, like son. Hungary stuff, is it?
Yeah. Debbie emailed it during the week, but I've really not had time to look at it. Thought I'd catch a couple of minutes now. Is she okay?
Mm. One had got herself caught in the hedge in Whiteacre.
Is she all right?
Mm. Yeah, once it untangled her. There's a bit of a bear patch that she was trying to push through. I'll get Andy to put some netting in there.
Will he have time?
He should do. Jeff's on the cultivator drill.
If you tell me where it is, I can always patch it up.
Oh, I think we should be all right.
It's about doing extra at Brookfield now, aren't we? With them being two men down on last year.
Not quite two. Eddie does a few milkings. Bert still comes in as a casual.
Nonetheless.
But yeah, we'll be drilling their rape this week.
Well, let me know if you need a relief.
Thanks, Brian.
I was happy to put in some time on a tractor rather than this blessed paperwork.
Oh, you know I'm not here next Sunday, don't you? Andy's going to be doing the stock that day.
This your cricket trip?
The Village Cup final.
Ah, well, you know, I've been thinking about that. I wonder if it might be a nice outing for Rory.
Oh.
Enjoyed that match I took him to a while back.
Did he? I thought he spent most of the time playing with a dog.
But he's only little. Can't expect him to concentrate on the cricket for a whole match.
Well, quite. And this is at Lord's, not a local ground. He won't be able to run around and let off steam.
Yeah, no, I suppose not.
Just be stuck in his seat for 6 hours.
Mm.
Not to mention a couple of hours on the coach each way.
Yeah, well, yeah, perhaps it would be a bit much.
Oh, I think so.
Mm. A shame, though. Quite like to have gone myself.
Would you?
I haven't been to Lord's for years.
The mouse is finished, Daddy.
Has it?
What's this?
Those German DVDs we got him.
Oh, yeah. You like the mouse and the elephant, don't you, Rory?
They're funny.
Thank God for the internet, eh? Lord knows how we'd found them otherwise.
Can I have another one?
Well, you've been watching that one since breakfast.
What can I do then?
I'd better get on. I'll see you, Rory.
Bye-bye.
Actually, look, why don't we go and watch Adam feed the deer?
No, I see. No, of course, no, it's not your fault. It's just... Ah, just one of them things, isn't it? Yeah. Yes, I will, yeah. Thank you, Ralph. Yeah. Bye, then. Bye.
Well?
Oh, I do.
What?
Edward isn't mentioned in the will.
Not at all?
Nothing. There's a few little bequests to friends and that, and Ralph gets some.
How much?
But I didn't ask him that.
I bet you'll be all right.
And William, of course.
Well, we know about him.
That's it.
So, nothing for Edward at all? God, spiteful old bat.
No, it weren't like that. No, he says Hilda made the will in 83.
So?
Well, we only had William then.
Oh.
You know, maybe when Edward was born, she meant to change it and never got round to it.
Well, perhaps she did. Well, there could be a new will they haven't found yet.
No, Ralph said it were definitely the latest one.
Oh, well.
Poor Edward.
It's not like it's going to be much, is it?
Well, that ain't the point. You know what he's like about his brother. Rich godmother. His own place. Oh, it's like Edward always gets second best.
Oh, he's not doing so badly.
This will just rub salt into the wound.
Look, Clary, look.
Be like he's lost out yet again.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it.
Oh, he's going to be so upset, Eddie.
He might not be.
I just want them to be like brothers.
Look, it doesn't always work like that. I mean, look at me and Alf. I'm closer to Baggy than I am to him.
I don't want that for our boys, do you?
No, of course not. I'm just saying...
And things like this, oh, it's just another nail in the coffin.
Here's some more Magnus, fella.
Oh, thanks. I love serving these.
Eh? Well, why is that?
Because of the expression on Joe's face.
What expression?
Ice cubes and a pint of cider. What'll they have next? Umbrellas?
Yeah. Yes, I can't see him changing from his usual somehow.
No.
Right. If you're okay bottling up, I've got to get off to the DIY place.
Oh, Sid, before you go, next Sunday, your trip to Lourdes.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, you know it was going to be me, Kirsty and Clary working here.
Huh? Was going to be?
Kirsty rang me. She can't help out after all.
What?
She double booked herself.
Oh, no.
But it's all right, though, because I've sorted someone else out.
There isn't anyone else, is there?
Well, Ed said he'd do it.
Ed Grundy?
What other Ed is there?
Oh, no, no, no.
Well, I know he hasn't worked here before.
No, but... no, it's not that. He's...
What?
Well, he's not really suitable, is he?
Why not?
Well, like you say, he hasn't got any experience.
Yeah,
I mean, you know what it's like. People think they've spent plenty of time on the customer side and they've seen it all.
It's not that difficult.
They can probably pull a pint. But using the till, changing a barrel...
Well, I picked it up pretty quickly.
Oh, yes, but you're different, Fallon. You're... No. No, it's a shame. There's nothing for it. It looks like your mum won't be able to go after all.
Oh, no. There's no need for that.
We can't leave you shorthanded.
Ugh, I won't be shorthanded if I've got Ed.
Look, I've got to go get this drill. But when I get back, I'll sort it out with your mum.
No, Sid, look, really, you'll be
I'll
fine.
I'll see you later.
So the food comes out of that thing on the back.
Oh, look!
Yeah, greedy beasts, aren't they? Adam has to be careful they don't knock him off the quad.
Where's their horns?
Horns? No, no, no. No, they're not horns. They're called antlers. Only the stags have antlers. And then these ones are just the hinds. That's the mummies and the young deer. We call the young deer calves, like we do with cows.
We don't have cows.
No, no, just sheep and deer. Very good. Can you see they're all eating the feed?
Yes.
Well, that's because the calves are still drinking their mummy's milk as well. But we feed them like this so that when we wean them, that means when they stop drinking the milk. Their mummies have shown them how to eat solid food. And your mummy had to do the same with you.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. Wasn't in a field like this, of course. She didn't drive around on a quad bike with you chasing after her. But she gave you things like, well, things that are easy for a baby to eat.
What sort of things?
Oh, lots of things. Anyway, once we've weaned the calves, the mothers get fatter. Because they're not feeding their little ones anymore.
Can we see the ones with horns?
Antlers.
Antlers?
Yeah, yeah, we'll go and look at the stags in a minute. But I just want a word with Adam first.
All right.
Do you remember the last time you saw them? The antlers had that soft velvety stuff on.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's all falling off now. Underneath, it's all hard. It's like bone.
Wow!
Oh, here comes Adam. Stand back so I can get the gate open. A bit further, Rory. Yep, that's it.
Thanks, Brian.
Daddy?
Yes?
Can I have a ride?
Well, look, just a minute. I saw your mother before we came down here, Anna.
Oh, yeah?
And she reminded me that there's some fun day or something at Lower Loxley next Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And Elizabeth invited Rory to that. Well, your mother seemed to think she'd quite enjoy a day to herself. So I think I will join you on the London trip.
Oh, fine.
That's okay, isn't it, Rory? You'll have a nice day out with the twins next Sunday.
Can I have a ride now?
I can give them a ride if you like.
No, 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 you're a bit small, Rory.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah. We'll wait till you're a bit older.
Okay, whatever you want.
Right, Rory, let's go and see how the stags are getting on.
Cool.
Okay, I'll get on. Oh, about the cricket.
Yes?
You'll need to give Shula a ring. Get your name down.
Did you get the drill?
Yes, no problem. Fallon, have you been talking to your mother?
What about?
Next Sunday, this Ed business.
Yeah, did mention it.
I said I'd talk to her.
Well, I didn't want her to cancel her day out. You said yourself, she works so hard. And with the band playing hardly at all, she doesn't get much of a break from here.
I know, but that's her choice.
Well, and she was really looking forward to a day out with you. You were looking forward to it too, weren't you?
Well, yes, of course I was.
But, oh, and I know what you mean about Ed not having experience, so I said I'd give him a training session.
It's not just the experience.
But I'd show him the till, talk him through the cellar, and Mum said that as long as I did that, it was all right with her.
Yes, what she's just said to me.
But honestly, Sid, he'll pick it up in no time. He's used to all the hygiene stuff from milking.
It's not really the same.
And Clary will be here as well if there's any trouble.
Trouble? What sort of trouble?
Oh, no, I didn't mean a... It just meant that we can cope, that's all. And you and Mum can go to London like you planned. Both of you, together.
Well, if Jolene says it's all right with her...
It'll be fine, really.
I don't want him giving Jazza free drinks or anything.
No, it's all above board, I promise.
Oh, do.
All right, then.
Oh. First in, am I?
Thank you, Sid.
Mm. Hey, steady on.
I suppose, in a way, I should be thanking you. Yeah, all right, Eddie. Shies, is it?
Oh, yes, please, Sid. Quick as you like.
Ah, tough morning.
Well, just a bit of relative trouble.
What? Not with your Ed?
Well, he is involved, but...
Is he in some sort of trouble?
Oh, no. Nothing like that.
Oh. Because I've just agreed to have him as temporary barman.
He's going
to
be working here next Sunday.
Oh, yeah, he said something about that.
I've just got to get him trained up.
So he'll be on the payroll then, Sid?
Yeah, for the day, yeah.
Right. Oh, good. He could do with the money.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, God, you give me a fright.
Sorry.
I thought he was at work. Here, are you bad again?
Oh, a bit better now. Dreadful first thing.
Oh, poor you.
Roy had to take Phoebe to school. It's the first day of term, too.
What about the party to kids?
Nigel said he'd take them in.
Not on his bike, I hope.
Neil said he'd do the hens. They'll probably go in this afternoon to the school pick-up.
Oh, right. Well, shall I make you a cup of tea, then?
No, not yet. I'll have one in a bit.
Oh, all right.
Oh, those, what I think they are.
What?
Replies from your Lonely Hearts ad.
Oh, yes, I picked them up from the Echo office after I finished my round.
You went over to Borchester?
I just wondered whether there'd be any replies yet. And? Eh?
How many are there?
Six.
Really? And there'll be some more to come.
Yeah, but I mean, look at them. Dear rugged romantic. And another one, and another. We knew I couldn't compete with him.
What do you mean? You are him.
There were just two for me.
Oh, they're all for you. The ad that I wrote was still you, just in a better light.
Yeah, well, I couldn't live up to that.
Don't be silly. Six replies already? That's brilliant.
Anyway, I'd better get off.
What?
No, I said I'd give Bert some moral support at the Netherbourne ploughing match.
Oh, no, Mike.
The poor bloke's entered, but his tractor's at the mender's.
You can't just leave them.
Well, then I've got to get to Grange Farm.
But you need to ring some of them.
Oh, not now.
You'll only keep putting it off otherwise.
I ain't got the time.
Come on, pick a couple at least.
There are only two for me.
Oh, have a bit of faith in yourself. Why not pick one from each ad? Look, how about this one? I'd be very interested to meet you. Please find photo attached. Oh, she's got quite strong features, hasn't she?
It's a nice tattoo, though.
Okay, maybe not that one. How about Wendy?
Which one did she reply to?
Yours. I hold a responsible position in local government, which gives me financial independence. Oh. I'm hoping to meet a sincere man for friendship and maybe more.
Sounds a bit eye-powered.
Oh, no, it's good. She's saying she's not a gold digger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I did think she seemed nice.
And how about Corinne?
Huh? I love life, laughs and evenings out in good company.
She's expecting this rugged romantic bloke.
Mike, take it from me. I wouldn't have written it if I didn't think it was a fair description of you. Have they put their phone numbers on?
Wendy's put a contact number.
Oh, great! You can ring her right now.
At work?
Why not?
Well...
Look, I'll go and get out of this dressing gown and leave you in peace.
All right.
No time like the present, Mike.
Cost of meal, ink, drinks and service, £121.87. Fee for review.
The Morgans have gone now, Lindy.
Oh, with more complaints, no doubt.
No, they were very pleasant when they left.
Rather too late, I fear. You can have this back now, Robert.
What's that? Oh.
Credit card slip from the quince tree.
You've done your invoice, have you?
I'm just doing it now. There'll be another cheque from Borsuch Alive.
Yes.
It's all adding up to quite a tidy sum for Dylan Nels.
Cheques aren't doing as much good sitting in a box, Lindy.
I know.
Especially when we've had to pay out far more in expenses than you're getting in fees.
But the cheques cover the expenses.
Not if we can't cash them. I'm dreading the arrival of my credit card bill.
Oh, I'll have had my little showdown with Glenn Whitehouse long before then.
Well, I hope you do, because your alter ego is costing us a lot of money.
Is it safe to come in?
Come in, Ailey.
Oh, you rang them then?
Wendy.
And?
She sounded really nice.
And?
Well, I'm seeing her Friday. She finishes work early, so we're going to meet up for a coffee.
Oh, where?
The Copper Kettle.
Oh, it's fantastic, Mike. Well done. How'd you feel?
Well, quite pleased, I suppose.
Yeah, good for you. Oh, I'll let you ring Corinne now.
Oh, no. I really do have to go.
Oh, is this because she answered my ad?
No. I don't want to be late for Oliver, so I really need to get off to this ploughing match first.
Mike?
No, really. Bert will be expecting me, and I don't want to disappoint him.
What are you doing here, Mike?
Well, I said I'd come and keep you company.
Did you?
Yeah, Saturday in the pub.
Well, I don't remember.
Oh. Well, never mind, I'm here now. Enjoying it.
Well, I wish you hadn't come, to be honest.
Oh, dear.
It's torture watching them work, not being on a track to myself.
Why are you here, then?
Well, I couldn't keep away. It's like there's some magnetic attraction.
Oh, you got it bad, Bert.
You're telling me. I could be doing my notes for the PCC meeting.
Steady on. Don't want too much excitement.
Well, are you making fun?
No, of course not. How's your veg doing?
All right.
Ready for the flower and produce show?
Get in there. Especially my runner beans. Now, I was a bit worried about the weather we've had this year, but they're really coming good.
What variety are they?
Achievement.
Oh, yeah, can't go wrong with them for shows.
Well, Phil Archer don't think so.
No?
He prefers Enorma.
Ah, well, each to his own, eh?
Well, we'll see when he comes to show day. Well, I reckon I'm in with a good chance of honours.
Ah, well, that's great, Bert. Best of luck, eh?
Unlike today.
Yeah. So, when will the tractor be ready?
We're picking it up Wednesday.
Oh, not too long, then.
Then it'll be the Edgeley and District match on Thursday.
Well, that'll be great. You should stand a good chance there.
Ah, but it's the county championship I'm worried about.
Yeah, well, you would be.
Well, with no marks today, I've lost before I've begun.
Well, you don't know that.
I do. See how well Jimmy Prentice is doing?
What's he on?
The Fortson Super Major.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought he was looking good when I arrived. Lovely opening, great start.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's early days yet, Bert. I mean, he might go to pieces over the next couple of hours.
Take a pair of sparkling eyes. Da-da-da-da-dee.
Oh, Robert, I've been looking all over the house.
I was just putting the bedclothes in to dry.
Never mind about that. I've got Glenn Whitehouse for you.
What?
He wants to speak to you, to Dylan.
Oh, no, Lindy.
You have to. He said it was urgent.
Well, who did you say you were?
Nothing. No one. Go on, take
it. I can't.
Robert, please.
All right, then.
sorry to keep you waiting. Putting you through now.
Dylan... Dylan Nell speaking? Oh, hello, Glenn. That, oh, she's my, what can I do for you, Glenn? Oh, yeah. I see. Tomorrow? I think I might be tied up tomorrow evening.
What does he want? Is he offering you work?
Could you hold the line for a moment, please, Glenn? One of his regulars has gone sick and he wants Dylan to cover some young farmers due in Copley.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Well, you're not doing anything tomorrow night.
I'm certainly not reporting on a young farmer's due.
But you must.
How can I?
Robert, this is my big chance to break out of restaurant reviews into real journalism. You have to say yes.
Are you still there, Glenn? Sorry, just checking my diary. I can't, Lindy.
Please, I only need to do a few more pieces and then I can tell Glenn the truth.
And then this whole pretense will end?
Yes.
And we'll have all those checks made payable to you?
Yes.
Glenn, I did have something on, but I think I can move it.
Thank you, thank you.
800 words by Friday, all right.
Well, that's a bit quick.
No, no, Friday's absolutely fine. I'll look out for it. Yeah, goodbye. He's going to email the details.
Wonderful. And you can bring me back lots of notes.
Oh, no.
And I can write it up.
Absolutely not.
But Robert...
He wants a colour piece, whatever that is. Mating rituals of young Borsetshire.
Oh. Well, that's even better. I'll really be able to flex my creative muscles.
Yes, Lindy, yours, not mine.
What do you mean?
I'll go there as Dylan Nels if I have to, but you are coming with me.
Porridge?
I know, it's an odd lunch, but it's about all I think I can cope with.
Oh, well, fair enough.
How was Bert?
Oh, been a more cheerful funerals.
Oh, dear. And Corin?
Ah, well, no, I've been working. I haven't really had the time.
You've got the time now.
Ah, don't want to disappoint her.
You won't. Look, she put her mobile number in a letter. Why don't you just text her?
Well,
Are you going to be in Borchester on Friday, meeting Wendy? You could arrange to meet Corin an hour later.
Yeah, could I suppose. For a drink, maybe.
Go on. Make a sick woman very happy.
I didn't know she was sick.
Me, I mean.
Oh, yeah. All right, then. If it will shut you up.
I think I made too much of this. Do you want some?
No thanks. I'm not pregnant.
Never thought I'd have a craving for porridge.
With Betty, it with ginger nuts.
Really?
And ginger beer. Mad for them, she was.
Oh, strange, isn't it?
Where's the number?
That.
Oh, yeah. But she couldn't face a cooked breakfast. Yeah, it's tricky, that. Because it was when we was doing B&Bs. There, sent. Happy now?
Very. So, Bert wasn't a happy bunny then?
More sick as a parrot.
Huh? Just because he couldn't compete in this ploughing match. It's not like it's Wimbledon or something.
Don't let Bert hear you saying that. Means he hadn't been able to get any points towards the county championship.
Oh.
And he had his sights on this bloke Jimmy Prentice, who looked like he was going to walk it today.
So, Bert's worried he might not catch him up?
It's like it's over before it started.
Does make a bit more sense. Is Josh coming fishing with you and Phoebe again this week?
Oh, well, no, not just Josh. Jamie Perks and Shula's Daniel want to have a go too.
Gosh.
Yeah, me and Tony are taking them along Wednesday after work.
Oh, I'm sure they'll enjoy it.
Well, you can't beat it. Oh, blimey.
Oh, that was quick.
Don't be daft, it won't be her.
Well?
It is her.
You see? What does she say?
Love to. The feathers, 6 p.m.
I've never been to a young farmer's do.
Haven't you?
Isn't it for,
What?
Oh, you know, posh kids.
No. Well, I'm going, aren't I?
Oh, fair enough.
You're hang on a minute, Nick. Are you saying I'm not posh?
No, well, I just meant...
No, I'm kidding. Now, you get all sorts there. You certainly don't have to be a farmer.
Right.
That's a fun and games night anyway.
fundraiser. Open to anyone, Tom says.
All right, okay.
Yeah, he knows the organiser. Reckons it should be a good laugh.
I'm looking forward to it.
Hmm.
No, really, I am, Will.
Hmm, good. You okay with George while I go get changed?
Sure.
See you soon. Be good for Nick, won't you, Georgie?
Hey.
What have you got there, George?
Fire station.
Oh, yeah? And where the fireman?
Here.
Is he going to slide down the pole? Whee! Oh, I expect that's your mum. Oh, hi, Emma.
Oh.
Come in. It's your mummy, George.
Didn't realise you were here. Where's Will?
Getting changed. We're going out tonight.
Are you?
We were just playing, weren't we?
Fire station.
Yeah, well, it's time to go now, George.
No!
Yes, it is. Go on. Time to pack up.
All right.
Let's put your shoes on.
I'll do it.
No, it's all right. Come on, then. Right foot. This one. There we go.
Did I hear? Oh, hi, Emma.
Hello.
And the other?
You all right?
Yeah. Why shouldn't I be?
Oh, because of having to work late.
Oh, yeah, well, we got all the mess cleaned up.
Good.
Look, you come.
Sorry I couldn't be at home normal time.
No problem.
He's been great, hasn't he?
Yeah, good as gold.
Right, George, time to go.
No.
George.
I want faces.
No, look, darling, that has to stay here.
Well, you could take it if you want. I can collect it sometime.
No, thanks. Give me a hand, George. Come on, you get home for a bath.
Don't want to.
Well, you got to.
Shall I give you a hand?
No, I can manage.
No.
Bye then, George. See you soon.
I want faces.
Look, come on, darling.
No.
Come on.
No!
Sorry about that.
Oh, don't worry. Jake's the same when I have to pick him up from anywhere.
No, I meant Emma.
Oh.
She wasn't exactly friendly.
Oh, can you blame her? Can't exactly say I'm best mates with Andrew's latest.
No.
And as long as she doesn't actually scratch my eyes out, we can hardly expect much more.
I suppose not.
Tell you I am worried about, though.
Who?
Your mum.
Huh.
Oh, I keep thinking about last week when I saw in the supermarket. I was just rabbiting on and on about your auntie and the will and how great it was.
Yeah, you were excited, that's all.
I was, but for you, I could see her thinking, what a gold-digging cow.
No, it was just she hadn't heard about it.
Oh, I don't know.
It just took her by surprise, that's all. Come here. She just needs to get used to you. And me being with you. And how wonderful you are.
You better finish getting ready.
Yeah.
Or we might never get there.
I don't know how I let myself be talked into this.
You know it's for the greater good, Robert.
Your greater good, perhaps. I'm going to feel so out of place.
Why?
Let's see. I'm not young, I'm not a farmer, and I'm there under false pretences. Will that do?
Don't be silly. Just relax and be yourself.
But I won't be myself, will I? I'll be Dylan Nels.
Well, let me do the talking.
And I really think you need to prepare yourself, Lindy.
What on earth for?
Fun and games.
Well, what's wrong with that?
What did Glenn say? Mating rituals of young Borsetshire. It's going to be like Club 1830 with added straw.
Robert, I am a professional journalist. I shall be there with a detached eye.
It's other parts of the anatomy I'm more worried about.
And if it does get a little...
obscene?
Uninhibited, then we can always make our excuses and leave. It's not as if anyone will know us.
I haven't been to a young farmer's do for yonks.
Me neither. I've got a bit out of the habit.
Well, we're oldies now, aren't we?
Lindsay would not take no for an answer.
Is there anything I should know about you two?
Nothing at all.
Close encounters at college?
We were just good friends.
Yeah, I heard that before.
We were.
I wonder if Dad will be saying that. You know he's got 2 dates on Friday.
2? What a nice one. Good for him.
Just, you know, meeting for a coffee kind of thing.
Well, I hope it works out for him. Ah, they did make it. Oh, yeah. Hi, Will.
This is Nick. This is my friend, Tom.
All right.
Hiya.
I'm Brenda.
Hiya.
Well.
You've been to one of these before, Nick?
No. Have you?
Not this sort of night.
Do you need to, like, you know, get your name down for any of these games?
No, I don't think so. You just pitch up when they announce them.
Oh, right.
Will you two be entering the three-legged race?
What, together?
It'd have to be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, why not? We will if you would.
Yeah, all right then. You up for it, Bren?
Sure. Oh, look.
What?
Linda Snow. Linda?
Oh, she hasn't heard you. Linda! Hello!
Oh, hello. I didn't realise... Oh, and William.
And I'm Nick.
Linda Snow, how do you do?
Pleased to meet you.
Isn't this a bit out of your area?
Yeah, you can blame Lindsay for that. We just met up again on Facebook. We were at college together.
Isn't the internet wonderful?
Yeah, she was banging on about tonight, so we thought, why not?
Her parents own this farm.
I see.
Do you know them?
Is that why you're here?
Yes. Yes, I do. I offered to help with the fun and the games.
Oh, great. Well, can I get anyone some drinks?
Lager for me.
And me.
Me too.
Okay, lager's all around then. Linda?
No thank you. Robert's getting me a drink.
Right. See you in a minute then.
So, Robert's here too then?
Yes. When I say I know Lindsay's parents...
Yeah?
Well, they're more acquaintances, really. Friends of friends.
Oh, it is good of you to help out.
Well, it's a good cause. Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, perhaps you can explain something to me.
What's that?
Well, this bolster and bar game. What is it exactly? Well, that one's more Robert's area, really.
All right, Robert. Come to help with the fun and games. I didn't know you were into this sort of thing.
No, I'm not. Not at all, Tom.
Linda thought it would be a change, did she? A bit of variety?
No, she's not. We're... It's professional. I'm writing an article.
Oh.
Well, not me. This chap called Linda.
A chap called Linda?
My wife, Linda, is writing an article.
Oh, really?
I'm helping her. I have a camera. Look, you see, I'll be taking the photograph. If there's anything suitable, that is.
I thought you were helping Lindsay's mum and dad with their games.
Their games?
Yeah. I can't wait to see Brenda in the sack. And the carpet game sounds good. Are you all right?
Robert.
Oh, thank goodness.
Excuse me, Tom. I just need a word with Robert.
Yeah, no problem. Four lagers, please, mate.
We need to find Lindsay and her parents quickly.
Who are these people?
This is their farm, and we need to explain that we're from Borsetshire Life undercover and offer to help with the games.
Undercover?
Yes.
I've just told Tom you're writing an article.
What?
And frankly, these games sound like the sort of thing we should leave well alone.
What do you mean?
It's time to make our excuses and leave.
There's no such thing. We've only just arrived.
Linda?
Yes, and we need to be quick because they're just about to start the egg and spoon race.
Come on, Will! He's catching you! Faster, Tom! Don't behind! Oh!
Yes, get him!
Well, neither of them were exactly champions, were they?
Too much lager, that's the trouble.
Six
and seven.
Whoa. Whoa. It's harder than it looks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a long time since I did a sack race. Oh. Any year old, I won the important contest.
Oh, yeah, all right. That's a pint I owe you.
Oh, well, that was exciting, wasn't it? Valiant effort, you two.
Thanks. Thanks, Linda.
Tell me, a competition like this, would you say it was a modern equivalent of... perhaps a medieval jousting contest?
Sorry?
Well, as their ladies look on, the gallant males compete to prove that they're worthy of their damsel's favour. Or is it more primal? Bulls locking horns to decide who rules the fertile land and who's forced into the wilderness.
It's only a sack, Grace.
It's just a bit of fun, isn't it?
Didn't Lindsay need any help, then? I'm sorry? You and Robert don't seem to have had much to do. Oh, we have. I've been helping Janice behind the scenes.
Isn't Lindsay's mum called Janine?
Yes, that's what I said.
No, you said...
In fact, if you'll excuse me, I think she needs me now. I'll see you later.
What is going on with those two?
Who knows?
Not everyone in Ambridge is nuts, Nick, honestly.
I believe you.
Oh, come on, Nick. Time for the apple bobbing.
Are you going to cheer us on?
Yeah, we'll be there in a sec.
What do you think, then?
Oh, you know Linda. There's no point in trying to work her out.
No, I mean, what do you think of Nick?
Oh, yeah, mate, she's great.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. She's obviously keen on you.
Haven't you got enough material yet?
Shh, Robert. Gladiatorial combat. What did you say?
Can we go now?
No. I need to chronicle the evening as it builds to its climax. Take my notebook.
What?
Hide it, hide it. You're not leaving, are you?
Yeah, afraid so.
Will's got an early start.
Yeah, as usual.
Well, very nice to meet you.
And you. How's your article coming on?
What? Oh, no. That was Robert's little joke. I was just keeping a record of the results for Janice. Janine.
Right. Okay.
See you, Linda.
Good night. I think we got away with that. Right, once more under the breach.
I don't think so.
What?
I know it might have been quite innocuous up till now, but didn't you see Nick's front?
Robert?
If they've started wet T-shirt contests...
That was from apple bobbing. Come on.
No, Lindy.
Robert, we need more photographs.
I'm sorry, but I've had enough. If I'd wanted a life of duplicity, I'd have become a spy or a estate agent.
Robert!
No, if you want to skulk round like some tabloid hack, that's up to you.
I'm not skulking!
There's your notebook. I'm going to wait in the car.
Mike!
I'm in the bedroom.
Phoebe was asking when you're off on this fishing trip.
As soon as Tony arrives with the others.
Okay, I'll tell her. Are you right?
Me? Yeah.
You planning to change?
Nah, this'll do for fishing.
Has the wardrobe done something to offend you?
I was just wondering about Friday.
Oh, your date? Oh, dates?
I ain't sure if I want to go through with it, Ailey.
What? Oh, no, you must. Now you made the effort.
I made the effort for Marion. Look how that turned out.
Ah, that was her fault, though. Well, not fault, but she just wasn't the right person for you.
So what makes you think these other two are?
You don't know if they are or not. And unless you actually meet them, you'll never know.
Oh, I suppose.
What started this off?
Oh, I was just wondering what to wear.
What did you wear for Marion?
Brown cords and that green jumper you give us for Christmas.
Oh, wear that then.
Actually, I'd rather not.
Oh, I see.
No, I didn't mean to know. It's a nice jumper.
But you don't want to jinx the date.
Yeah, case it's the same as last time. That's stupid, isn't it?
Oh, no, I understand. Well, why not go a bit smarter then?
What, like a suit?
Yeah, maybe not that posh. Ooh, this jacket's nice. How about that?
What, with a shirt and tie?
If you like. Maybe not a tie. But you could try it with and without before you go and see which you prefer.
I am going then, am I?
You know you want to, Mike.
Do you think Carly ought to take some?
What, beta blockers?
Flowers, chocolate
oh,
or...
No.
Well,
it's just a little getting to know you chat, isn't it? I mean, flowers might be nice when you start dating properly.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, what am I saying? Flowers would be brilliant when you start dating properly.
Okay.
In fact, can you mention it to Roy sometimes? It works for married couples too.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, is there anything else?
Well, with Marion,
Not all women are like Marion.
No, thank God, but the conversation was...
Didn't exactly flow.
No.
Do you want to know the big secret about talking to women?
Oh, yeah, please.
Don't talk.
Hey?
It's not about, you know, clever chat-up lines.
Well, I don't know any anyway.
But good, because they're rubbish. Just ask her about herself.
Huh?
And really listen to the answers. You can see it with most blokes. They're just thinking what they're going to say next about how wonderful they are. But if you listen, you can pick up on something she said to ask the next question about. Makes you sound interested in her.
Well, makes sense.
Oh, I bet you did that already.
Oh, really?
Well, that's how you knew Marion wasn't for you.
Didn't take Inspector Morse to work that one out.
Right.
Oh, that's Tony. Yeah, come in, mate.
I'll go and tell Phoebe. It's like fishing, Mike.
What?
You've got to cast your bread on the water.
That sounds more like it.
Oh, sweet as a nut.
Yeah, Dennis has done a good job there. Eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about the hold-up, David.
Well, at least it's in time for tomorrow's play match.
No, I means today. Will you miss your meeting?
Well, Ruth said she'd start him off. I'll just have to catch up when I get there.
Is it about that school visit?
Yeah, it's the regional manager from the Country Trust. We can have a tour of the farm and talk about what we can lay on for the kids.
Ah, good thing too. Children nowadays ain't got a clue where their food comes from.
Well, it's not just children, but plenty of adults too.
Well, if there's anything I can do, David, help you catch up with your work.
Well...
Yeah, not for money. There's a thank you, I mean.
Well, I was going to get the roller onto Upper Park this afternoon.
Well, I can do that. Well, not tomorrow, obviously.
No, this is the only tractor you're going to be on tomorrow.
But would Friday be okay?
That'd be great.
Well, as long as I finish in time for the PCC meeting.
Yeah, it'll only take you a couple of hours.
Yeah, it's a deal then.
Oh, thanks. Right, let's help Dennis tie it down. And then I'll give him his check.
Okay, Jamie, let's try another cast. Now, up behind your head, nice and smooth. Yeah, that's better. Oh, yes. Now, Daniel.
I've put the line through all the little holes.
Very good. All right, I'll tie the hook then.
I can do it.
No, I think I'd better.
I'm good with knots.
No, it wears the hook, see? Don't want to get it in your finger.
I won't.
Just let me do it, okay?
What happens if I get a bite? The float bounces up and down.
Yeah, that's right. And you just give the rod a little flick, Jamie, not a big one. You don't want to pull it all out of the water, do you, Phoebe?
No.
No. Not like you did to start with.
Right, that's Josh set up.
And now we've got to put these little weights on the line.
To make sure it sinks.
Yeah, that's right. Well done.
You told Jamie.
Oh, yeah, so I did.
You fished before, Daniel?
No, but Jamie said it would be fun.
Oh, it is. We're all going to have a great time.
You know what we were talking about last week, Tony? Warren Haley?
Oh, yes.
Well, a couple of agents are going to give us a valuation on the house.
Oh, right.
Thought I might as well know what I'm sitting on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it ready yet?
Oh, nearly. Just got to put the bait on.
You'll soon be fishing, Daniel.
When our kids visit places, they sometimes have some sort of worksheet to fill in.
Oh, yes. We're often asked about that.
Sorry, I'm so late.
That's okay.
Oh, hi, I'm David.
How do you do?
Hi.
This is Russell.
Yes.
We know what it's like for busy farmers.
No, I should have been here when you arrived, but I had to collect a tractor and it wasn't ready when we got there.
No problem. Really. Ruth and I have already covered quite a bit.
We had a good look round the yard for hazards.
No unfenced slurry lagoon, I'm pleased to say.
No, not with our system.
Checked out the toilets, hand washing facilities.
Ah, especially important. The children will be eating their lunch here.
Right.
We thought we could use Rickyard as well if it's not booked.
Well, that should speed things up.
And we've got to work out an activity programme that'll last from about 10 until 2.
Uh-huh.
Animals are always the biggest attraction.
We thought we'd bring them out here first to see the sheep and the cows.
Let them run off a bit of energy after being cooped up on the coach.
Right. Well, there'll be plenty of calves around in October.
Oh, that's perfect. Young stock always goes down well. And the boys always like bits of machinery. Sit in a tractor cab, that sort of thing.
I said we don't have our own combine.
Well, I wonder if we could borrow Home Farms.
They do our arable.
I'll speak to Adam about that. Or Brian.
Great.
I was just asking about worksheets.
Oh, what, for the kids to fill in?
Actually, we've found it's better if we don't load them down with bits of paper.
Oh, right.
We want to give them a real hands-on experience, you know, feeling a sheep's fleece, smelling silage, that sort of thing.
Right. And what about supervision?
Ah, I'll be here. And at least two teachers.
Uh-huh.
As long as you've done things like lock up your chem store and your workshop, it's common sense, really.
Sure.
I'll give you our hazard assessment form before I go. But essentially, the teacher's the ones doing the supervising.
Well, that's a relief, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
We're parents ourselves. We know how difficult some kids can be.
Is this it?
What do you mean, Daniel?
Is this all you do?
There's all different sorts of fishing. All different places you can go, different fish you can catch.
But I haven't caught anything.
Yeah, well, it's like that sometimes. You can't be out for hours without a bite.
What's the point of that?
It's relaxing.
Jamie said it would be fun.
It is fun.
I'm not having fun.
You're being too impatient.
Yeah,
Just keep your voice down, are you spoiling it for the others?
Yeah, shut up.
You shut up.
Oh, Daniel, there's no need for that.
I want to go home.
Well, it's a bit early. You guys don't want to go home yet, do you?
No, we're having fun.
I'll go by myself.
No, you can't do that.
I know the way.
Yeah, but we told your Mum and Dad that you'd be with us.
I cycled to Neil's on my own when I helped him with the pigs.
Yeah, I know, but... Do you think one of us could take him?
Well, I could, I suppose. Would you be all right with these three?
I can go by myself. I'm not a baby.
Evening.
Oh, hi, Bert.
What's this, then? Fishing school?
Something like that.
Evening constitutional?
Just clearing my head ready for tomorrow. Edgeley and District ploughing match.
Oh, yeah. Best of luck.
Your tracks are running okay now?
Yeah, like a dream.
Oh.
How'd you get landed with this lot, then?
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Everyone enjoying themselves, are they?
It's a bit of a sore point, actually.
I'm not.
Well, I could never see the point of fishing myself. I'd always rather be making summit.
I was just about to take Daniel home.
Well, ain't you fishing too?
Well, yes, but...
No, I'm going past the stables. I'll take him back.
Oh, would you, Bert?
Yeah, then everyone's happy, ain't they?
Ooh!
What was it, Phoebes?
I've got one.
Oh, well done, love. Right, careful now.
Right, come on, Daniel. Let's leave him to it.
I never thought about the cattle grid. Our lot just skip over them.
Your children are used to them, though. It's all too easy for a small foot to slip through. Especially if it's wet or muddy.
Well, it's all right. We can get some planks over it just while they're crossing.
Great.
Is there anything else you need to see, Russell?
No, that's been very comprehensive.
Ah, now, speaking of which, what about insurance?
Ah, well, we're covered there. You'll have your own public liability cover.
Yeah, of course.
So do we, and so will the school. So, as long as we've all kept our premiums up to date, we should be fine.
We'd better go and check the policy.
Okay. If I leave you this...
Thanks.
Is this the risk assessment?
And a set of guidance notes.
Uh-huh.
And I'll drop you a line in a few days, just to confirm everything.
Great.
Well, thank you again for offering your farm.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
The children get so much out of a visit like this. They remember it for a very long time.
Well, we hope so.
And I think you might find it very rewarding.
Well, we've got a much better idea of what to expect now, haven't we, love?
We have. Do you want a cup of tea or anything before you go?
No, thanks. I've kept you long enough. As I say, I'll drop you a line. And I'll see you in October.
Okay, bye.
See you. Ah, nice chap.
Yeah, looks like he enjoys his job.
Yeah. I'm sorry I was late.
Don't worry about it. Was it a bit of a nightmare?
Oh, I couldn't believe it when we got there and Dennis said he'd be another hour. And it was, you know, just not long enough to make it worth coming back and doing some work.
Never mind.
That wasn't the worst part, though.
What was the worst part?
Having to write a cheque for 400-odd quid.
Oh.
If I'd known how much that tractor was going to cost me, I'd have thought twice about buying it.
Well, it served its purpose, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it did, actually.
So I think it was worth every penny.
Yeah, you're right. And Bert's going to make us proud with it tomorrow.
Is he? Do you think?
He'd better.
Hello, Ruth.
There you are, Bert. I was a bit worried.
Oh, why is that?
Seeing the tractor with no one on it.
Oh, I'm just having a quick tea stop. Here, do you want one?
No, you keep your flask for yourself. I'll get one from the food van in a bit.
Well, it's good of you to come.
That's all right. I probably won't be able to stay until the end, though.
Oh, don't worry about that.
I have to get back for milking. But David said he'd try to come over once he's got the sheep away.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Hey, you've made a good start.
Yeah, not bad. Even if I do say so myself. Well, there's a long way to go yet. So, if you'll excuse me.
Yeah, you get on. See you later.
There you are.
Oh, no, Em, that's not mine.
Isn't it?
No, I didn't order lasagna.
What did you order?
Tuna cheese melts.
I'm sorry.
Is anyone waiting for a lasagna?
Yeah, that's mine.
I'm sorry about that.
Cheers.
Look, Kirsty, what was it again?
Tuna cheese melt.
Right, I'll go and chase it up.
Are you all right?
Yeah, well... No, I'm not really.
Do you want to talk about it?
I can't.
Not now. Later, maybe.
After work?
Shall I come round to yours?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We could have got a burger from the van.
Well, it saves a few quid, doesn't it?
Just as well I didn't think to bring sandwiches too.
As if.
Do you think Bert's seen me?
I doubt it. I wish the kids concentrated as hard on their homework. And I grabbed a few words with him during his tea break.
Yeah, so he knows we're rooting for him then.
Oh, yeah.
Called in at Mum's on the way over.
About the school visit?
Yeah, she's quite happy to come over on the day. She'll put a couple of the more placid hens in a separate run and then the kids can pick them up and stroke them on that.
And they can see what the eggs look like fresh from the chicken.
Yeah. Dad thought it was a great idea. The whole visit, I mean.
It is.
Just managed to catch him in between tending his Florence fennel.
Is that his big flower and produce show, Hawk?
Mm-hmm. That and his runner beans.
Oh, dear.
What?
Isn't Bert grooming his runner beans for stardom?
He is. Had quite a lecture on the subject yesterday. I didn't tell Dad.
He probably knows already. I wonder what you'll be obsessed with when you are old.
Who says I'll be obsessed with anything?
Just you wait and see. Hey, I've been busy too when I've been watching Bert.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I rang the bowling alley. Confirmed the numbers for Josh's party.
Oh, good. Is Daniel coming?
Shula says so.
Just wondered, after all that fuss about the fishing.
Oh, I think that was just a one-off.
Well, we don't want him playing up and spoiling Josh.
Davy?
Bert's got the bonnet open. Look.
What?
Oh, that can't be good. Don't say the engine seized again, Bert.
No, it wasn't like last time. No smoke, no noise. He just lost power and then stopped.
Hey, can you smell fuel?
Yeah, I can.
Well, it's not normally that strong, is it?
No.
It must have a leak somewhere. Let's have a look.
Can you see anything?
Well, I can see the fuel on the ground. Ah! Yep, it's here. It's in the fuel line. Ah, this nut must have come loose.
Ah, Dennis.
Yeah, you can't have tightened it enough. Couple of hours vibration.
And it's loosened off.
Yeah. You got a toolkit with you?
Yeah, it's on the back. I'll get it.
Soon have this fixed.
Oh, thank goodness. I can't afford to lose any more time.
You did use the hand wash thing, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the other one's for food prep.
Yes, I know. It's just like the sausage van at Glastonbury.
Oh, yeah, of course. Wasn't that a great trip?
Oh, that's magic.
Oh, we had such a laugh.
Well, Tom didn't.
No. I'll never forget it, though.
I'll never forget the smell of the bogs.
Yeah. Anyway, where should we start? How about pint of lager?
Oh, I'd love one.
No. Showing you how to pull one, I mean. Right, the main thing is trying to get the right amount of head on it without any wastage.
Right.
So, pint of lager, please, barman.
Coming up, madam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, pull it straight down. You only need to hold it halfway if you need a bit more head on it. That's it.
All right.
Now, keep the glass tilted. Yeah, there's a lot of froth already, so keep the nozzle in the beer. Yep, and turn it off.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that was a natural.
Well, yeah, I'd expect you to be an expert in lager.
Well, it is my specialist subject.
How about wine, though?
I drink wine.
Yeah, but suppose someone asked you for a glass of the house white.
It's over there.
That's the white wine, yeah.
Blimey, how many are there?
Okay, that one's the house white. So try to only have one open at a time.
Okay.
So it doesn't go off. And all the others we only sell by the bottle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the reds are up here.
Well, what about the price?
Oh, well, the till will tell you that. Or you can look at the wine list.
Oh, right, okay.
And all the wine glasses are here.
Right.
OK, Okay, soft drinks. All our soft drinks are in these two coolers.
Yeah.
Suppose someone asked you for a St. Clement's.
Orange juice and bitter lemon.
Very good.
See, I am king of barmanship.
Yeah, right. Don't go too cocky. Pouring the drinks is the easy bit. The tricky part is the till. And I haven't shown you the cellar yet.
I'm sorry Ruth couldn't stay for the results.
Well, gone off to start milking, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, the ham's got to come before pleasure.
She's decided to milk on Sunday, too.
Oh, so she won't be coming to Lord's.
Well, it saves booking Eddie for an extra shift. And it's easier with the kids, with Mum and Dad coming.
Well, she's going to miss a good day.
Oh, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
And me. Oh, here we go.
To the tractor mount section, classic class. Tractor's built between 1960 and 1976.
Fingers crossed.
First prize, a cheque for £50 and the Edgeley Cup. With 142 points.
That's a good score.
Ooh. The winner is Bert Fry of Uppridge.
Yes!
Well, I'm close.
Oh, well done, Bert. Good for you.
In second place on 136 points, Jimmy Prentice of Brampton Green.
Oh, dear.
Your arch rival.
And in third place with 138
Well, if Jimmy
points,
carries on like this, I'm not going to catch him up.
Oh, there's a whole season to go yet.
David, I think I can forget about being county champion this year.
And then you push it on the new barrel, lock it down, and then you'll have to pull off a few pints of froth upstairs.
Oh, yeah, and I've seen that plenty of times, usually when I'm desperate for a pint. So, what about these?
Oh, that's the Shires. Sid's very particular about it. If one of those needs changing, it's probably best if I do it, or your mum.
Oh, right, OK. Don't want to go spoiling Sid's precious real ale, do I?
And we keep some of the bottle beer down here. The rest is in the lockup.
What, the wine and stuff, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
God, it's funny in here, isn't it? It's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, cool, cool. Not cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it down here. And the stone walls and that. It makes me feel safe somehow.
Yeah, it's a great place to be locked in together, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
Unless the zombies were trying to get you.
What?
You know, like Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
So, is that it?
Ed?
Yeah?
It's your birthday soon, isn't it?
Well, yeah, end of the month.
Well, is there anything special you'd like? I mean, anything in particular?
What, from you?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't mind the DVD of the Transformers movie.
The Transformers?
Well, if it's out. I miss seeing it in the summer.
Oh, well, yeah, I suppose I could... Really? Transformers?
Yeah, I used to love them when I was a kid.
Oh, you used to watch them a lot, did you?
Yeah, and play with them. Yeah, I had this brilliant Optimus Prime. Just die-cast, none of your plastic rubbish. And then a few years ago, Mum had a clear-out and gave it to Peggy Woolley's White Elephant store.
Aw.
It would be worth over £100 now.
No way!
Well, it would have been if I hadn't broken off one of the smokestacks and lost the gun. So, we done here?
Yeah, I suppose so. Unless you want to stay for a coffee.
No, I can't. Got to go get the cows in.
Oh, afternoon milking.
I've taken a bit longer than I thought, actually.
Well, I've got to make sure you know your stuff.
So, have I passed?
Yes. You've been brilliant. Thank you so much for offering to help out.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Always happy to help out a mate.
Dad said he'll keep an eye on George.
Oh, that's good.
Until George wants a toy and Dad doesn't know where to find it anyway.
Oh dear, you are in a bad way, aren't you?
Just really fed up right now.
I can see that. Go on, tell me all about it.
You know Will's got this new girlfriend.
Nick? Yeah.
On Tuesday he had George and he was going to drop him back here at 6 like usual, but... Well, we had someone put paper towels down the loo at Jack's and it flooded. So I was late and Mum was at the shop and Dad was doing something with the bell ringing, so I had to pick Georgie up from Will's.
Yeah.
And she was there. When I arrived, no sign of Will.
What?
No, I don't mean he was only changing. They were going out somewhere. She was all dolled up looking like a right slag. But she answered the door and Georgie was there playing. It was like she was his mum.
Oh, Emma.
It was just such a shock seeing her there in our house.
I can imagine.
Telling George what to do, putting his shoes on.
It must be hard.
I just never thought. I never pictured there being someone else, you know? Me and Will had got it... Well, it was okay, almost friendly.
Is Will different now?
He's happy.
Oh.
I mean, I don't want him to be unhappy. That's not good for George.
You'd just prefer it if he was happy on his own.
I don't want someone else in George's life. I don't want to hand him over to her.
Well, does George like her?
They go on outings now like they're all one family.
But does he like Nick?
He's always going on about her kids. It's Jake this and Mia that.
So he's happy when he's with them?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
I don't know.
I know it can't be easy, but... Look, when you hook up with someone, it'll have to be a bloke who gets on with George, won't it?
Yeah, of course.
Well, so then Will'll have to adjust.
Except I haven't.
What? Adjusted?
Hooked up with someone. And the way things are, there's not much chance, is there?
Hello, are you Mike?
Are you okay? Yeah, no, it's nothing. No, you must be Wendy.
Pleased to meet you.
Ah, well, how do you do? Do you want to sit down?
Well, could drink our coffee standing up.
Oh, well, if that's what you'd rather do.
No, I'm joking.
Oh.
I hope I haven't kept you waiting.
No. Well, 10 minutes, I suppose.
One of my staff suddenly announced they wanted next week off.
Oh.
Her boyfriend had got a late deal to Ibiza.
Oh, very nice. not that I've ever been.
A romantic of him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I just could have done without it at 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Still, we sorted her out.
When you say staff...
I work for the District Council Housing Needs Team.
Oh. My son and daughter-in-law have got some housing needs at the moment.
Oh, yes. Are they registered with us?
Oh, no. They don't want a council house.
Well, actually, most of our properties are held by housing associations.
Oh, right. No. Well, they're looking to buy.
Poor things. It's not easy for first-time buyers round here.
You're telling me. Have you got children?
Two.
Oh.
My eldest, Gail, she's at university in Leicester. And PJ, well, he's just left school and he doesn't really know what he wants to do with his life.
Well, he lives with you.
And Gail comes back in the holidays.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I've got a daughter at uni, Felbersham. She moved in with her boyfriend a few months back.
It's funny when they leave, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've been on at PJ. You know how huge boys are nowadays. It fills the whole house. I've been saying, get out, get yourself a job. Maybe do some travelling. But he'll leave a big hole when he does go.
Yeah, I bet.
Is that waitress ignoring us?
Oh, no, I told her I wasn't ready to order yet.
Excuse me, when you're ready. It'd be nice to get a coffee before they close.
Yeah.
So, Mike, what do you do?
Right, so if we can leave that one with you, sure.
Certainly.
Let's see. Right then, the final agenda item. Wider church usage.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what you meant by that.
Well, I expect you'd agree the church of the building is pitifully underused, Susan. So many parishioners choosing not to worship. We've got the paradox of the largest building in the village being completely irrelevant to the majority of the local people. Except as some sort of picturesque backdrop.
That's been the case for a long time, Alan.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't mean that we have to accept it. Let's start thinking of it as a community resource. What sort of local groups need to use a good-sized space, Jill?
Well, the mother and toddler group.
That's a good start.
But how...
Hang on, Susan. Just think of a few more.
Linda's amateur dramatics with the rehearsals, if not the performances.
Well, why not those as well? And musical performances. I mean, what about local rock groups who need somewhere to practice?
Rock groups?
Well, it's just a thought. What else?
Over 60s.
Mm?
Brownies.
And think of the things that we could offer that aren't done already. A regular Saturday coffee morning, maybe. Fellowship meals. Some churches have badminton.
Playing badminton in church?
It's a very healthy activity.
Oh, no, but isn't it sacrilegious?
The Bible's remarkably silent on the issue of racket sport, Susan.
Oh, even so.
Look, I'm not saying St. Stephen should take on all of these or any specific one, but Well, there is potential income to be had there. And most importantly, the church would become more accessible and friendly. See, I want to change it from that place I never visit to that place I use with my friends. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a lot to be said for the idea.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Wouldn't there be practical problems? How would you mark out a badminton court?
Oh, we can't have a badminton court on the church floor.
There are practical considerations, of course. I mean, the biggest one is that the space as it stands is quite inflexible. To really make this viable, we'd have to take out the existing pews.
Oh, no.
Are you going to leave a tip?
Do you think I should?
For that excuse for waitressing, definitely not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it'd be okay. I don't come here much.
No, that's all right. It's usually fine. It's just her with the attitude problem.
Yeah.
Thank you for the coffee, anyway.
Oh, no, you're welcome.
Next time I'll get them.
Next time?
If you'd like to meet up again, that is.
Yes, I would.
Good,
yeah.
So would I.
Right, well, I'll give you a ring then, shall I?
Lovely. No, I hope you don't mind, but I've got to get off.
No, that's fine. I've got to be somewhere myself.
Enjoyed our chat?
Yes, so did I. Look, after you.
Thank you.
Right, well, goodbye then, Wendy.
Bye, Mike. Looks like we're going the same way.
Some of our great cathedrals have chairs, you know, Susan.
Yes, but some have pews as well. And I bet they aren't ripping them out to make way for rock bands.
Yeah, well, that was only a suggestion. Jill, what do you think?
Well, I can understand why Christine doesn't like the idea in itself, but there's an extra dimension for us, isn't there, Chris? We're both on the Village Hall Committee.
Yes.
And a lot of the activities we've been talking about currently use the Village Hall.
You know, I could see the church being a very useful complementary location. They could work quite well together.
I don't know, Alan. You'd have to convince me before it was something I could support wholeheartedly.
Oh, I still can't believe you're going to take out the pews.
Let's not get too hung up on matters of furniture.
I bet you don't like the idea, do you, Bert?
We moved from the town hall about 4 years ago. Into the new offices on Parliament Road.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot nicer there. It means you've got to get in your car if you want to go to the shops or have some lunch.
Yeah.
Must be a lot worse for you in Ambridge.
We've got a shop.
In the village?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we're lucky, really. Yeah. Right. I'm meeting a friend here.
In the Feathers?
Yeah.
Oh, so am I.
Oh.
What a coincidence. are you coming in, then?
Yeah. Thanks, Wendy.
Is your friend here?
I can't see him. I think I'll just go to the chance.
This person you're due to meet, is it a woman?
Yeah.
Her name doesn't happen to be Corrine by any chance.
Oh, Lord. You don't know her, do you?
Sort of. It's me. I'm Corrine.
You have to remember the pews are actually Victorian. Churches haven't always had them.
Oh, but that means they're over 100 years old.
That's before the advent of pews. Medieval churches were large open spaces that were used for many different activities.
Yeah, and they had the Black Death and open sewers as well. If that's the alternative, I'm quite happy to be Victorian, thank
you. You're not quite comparing the same things there, Susan.
And if the pews go, what about the kneelers?
Yes.
A lot of us put in a great deal of effort on those, Alan.
I know. I'm sure we can still use them.
Aren't they going to cost a lot of money, these chairs?
We would have to buy them, wouldn't we?
Yes, but we could offset the cost through the sale of the pews. I understand there's quite a market for them.
Because they're antiques. Why should we sell off the church's antiques?
I'm a bit uneasy about that. They'd never be replaced, would they?
Look, in the end, I think we need to ask ourselves what the church is for. We're not a furniture repository.
Oh, we're not a leisure centre either.
Look, I do understand that people feel strongly about this, and it's quite clear we aren't going to reach a decision on this today.
No.
So, why don't I canvass more opinions from the congregation? And after the churchyard open day, we'll have a proper think about the potential users of the church and the realistic limitations.
All right.
Shula, perhaps you could help me investigate the financial side, you know, the market for second-hand pews and so on.
Yeah, of course.
And we'll report back at the next PCC meeting.
Mm-hmm. That's yours, Mike.
Oh, thanks.
I said I'd get the drinks next time, didn't I?
Mm. Come on then. Why the false name?
It's not really false.
Ah.
Corrine's my middle name.
Oh, but why?
Well, sometimes the adverts just look a little bit more, well, not racy exactly. Some men just look like more of a Corrine person than a Wendy person. A bit more exciting.
Ah, that's what you thought about the bloke you were going to meet here.
I suppose, but it's you. Well, they're both you. Are you trying to hedge your bets or something?
No, it wasn't me. It was Ailey.
Your daughter-in-law?
Yeah, I wrote the, you know, the Wendy ad, and she thought it was a bit, well...
Truthful?
Ordinary. So she wrote this rugged, romantic one.
You definitely sounded more of a Corrine person.
She sent it in without me knowing.
Good for her.
And I said it was over the top.
No, I don't think so.
Don't you?
No. I wouldn't have been disappointed if I'd answered it and met you.
Oh. Well, you did, didn't you?
Yes.
But, I mean, didn't you think it odd that both of them are called Mike?
Well, a bit of a coincidence, I suppose, but it's a common enough name. It's not as if there were two fellas called Ethelred.
Yeah, might have got you thinking.
But when I saw we were both going to the Feathers at the same time, I did start to wonder.
Oh, I thought you'd have me down as a real womaniser.
No.
No, oh, I don't know. Wait till I tell Ailey.
We said we wanted to see each other again, didn't we?
Mm.
This must be the quickest second date in history.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to the third one.
So am I. But there's no rush, is there?
Hmm?
Well, this one hasn't finished yet.
No.
Unless you've got another woman waiting for you in the Black Swan.
Oh, wait. Make me sound like some sort of gigolo.
I'm only kidding.
Oh.
You haven't, have you?
No, Wendy, honest. Oh!
Well, that was lively.
You knew it'd be a tough one.
It's not as if it's exclusive to St. Stephen's. It's a choice a lot of parishes I'm in to face.
Oh, I expect they'll come round. It just takes time.
Yes, I know.
I'll see you Sunday then, Shula, all right? 8:30, isn't it?
Yes, outside the ball.
I can't remember the last time I went somewhere by coach.
Are you going too, Jill?
Yes, keeping Phil company.
That's just as well the services at Pennyhassett this week. No organist, no church wardens.
Most of the ringers gone.
Well, think of us while you're at Lord's, won't you?
We will.
I'm sure you'll have a great time.
The Archers was written by Kerry Davis and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts.